Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, fucking smash!
I'd smash that all over town.
Smash
see?
In Oppenheimer.
Awful. Doesn't it sound sexy in your voice?
No. I love you, but no.
It's no, like I'm going to murder you.
I know. Welcome. And with that, welcome all to the Booze, Boobs, and Blood podcast. I'm just putting a different emphasis on the wrong syllable. Yeah, right.
Who are you?
Bucky is rolling around on his back on the carpet as if it were grass. Oh, maybe he's just got an itch, you know?
Maybe. My luck, he's got a fucking tick.
Oh my God, please don't.
He looks very dirty on his belly, does he not? He was probably into something he shouldn't have been.
Well, remember he was like penis planted in the grass earlier.
Penis planted.
He was frogging.
He was mansplaining. He was manspreading. Right? He was frogging.
He was frogging in the grass.
He was Frogger. He was doing some Frogger out there.
The little frog legs in the back.
Who are you?
I'm your humble co-host, Ween.
Weenison.
Weenjamin.
Weenjamin Button.
The third.
And I am Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond. And we watch and review horror movies so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Ray, what are we doing today? I'm sorry to blast back a little bit. I'm sorry. We're a little slap happy. We're caffeined up, ready to geo.
Mm-hmm.
What are we reviewing today?
2022?
Yeah.
Glorious. Inglorious.
Is that Tupac or is that Biggie?
I don't know.
Anyhow.
I'm too white. I don't know.
Oh.
Okay, I'm on the first one already.
All right.
All right.
So, before we get to that, Weenison.
Yes.
What's tickled your pickle?
I believe we have a
joy pickle.
Joy pickle. Okay, attack the blog. It's going to stick with me forever.
Such a good movie. Anyhow.
It really is. I believe we have a joint pickle.
We do.
So, few days ago, earlier this week, there's a war.
There's a war happening in America.
Fucking dogs.
That Civil War movie comes out. Same.
Oh, I know. Oh,
I'm,
no.
It's a little too close to
it's
home.
It's a little
sorry.
Too close, right. I'm just like, no.
We could do it on this show.
Right. I'm like, I don't know.
Nick Offerman's the president, though, so that's kind of cool.
I agreed. So I'm like,
yeah, but
not, still no.
Not a good one, though.
Still no.
No.
Earlier this week, yeah. I was scrolling through my Facebooks.
Scrolling through the Facebooks.
Random friend, quote unquote, randomly posts a
photographia
of a newspaper ad about a movie that's premiere. Well, it wasn't a premiere, was it?
I don't think so. I don't think it was.
A local film showing.
Although I don't know. I don't know, it could have been.
It might have been.
Because, like, the phones and everything, like, that was what clued me in. I was like, the phones look like new phones.
Yeah.
So maybe it was
it
a,
might
oh,
have
God,
been.
Okay, even better.
Hold on, I want to actually find it. Sorry, Melonheads was a locally produced film.
It was like the Legend of Crow Manor or something.
The Melonheads: House of Crow.
That's it. Whatever.
Oh, it says 2024.
We saw a world premiere.
You guys, writer and director, local dude Eddie Langiel.
Sure.
I'm sure I will be corrected later at some point, but a locally filmed and produced movie about a local legend, local urban legend about the Melonheads of Kirtland, Ohio. Look it up, guys. It's real. The myth is real.
It sounds like a slur. It's not.
It's not.
I mean,
it is, but it's not.
It's not. Yeah, because it's, you know. Yeah, it's a thing. It is a thing. It is a.
It sure is.
Yep. And it was. I mean, how much did you think that they spent on it? 10,000.
I don't know, and I'm wondering if IMDb will tell me.
Probably no.
Not.
You have to get the IMDb Pro to know.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. It was for the money that went into it. It was okay.
It was all right.
Yeah, I mean,
I have some questions.
We have a, and like Home Depot, I don't think he'll have, although unlike Home Depot, I don't think he'll have answers for you.
I know.
If anybody knows this gentleman, have him reach out. We're going to try to reach out to him because we'd like to speak with Eddie. What the fuck was his name? Eddie Izzard?
Eddie Lengyel. L-E-N-G-Y-E-L. But I swear
Langolier.
It was spelled different in the movie.
I wouldn't be surprised. Let's just say I wouldn't be surprised if it was spelled differently a couple different places.
Sure. So, anyway, it was fun. So we went to Euclid. Euclid. Ooh. Ah, Euclid. My boyfriend would kill me if I didn't do that. So,
I don't even know what that is, but that's fine.
School chant that they did when he was in school in the early 90s.
Okay.
So they...
Not that he listens.
No, no. Thanks for the reminder. Whatever. Full support. So we decided this was two showings only, Thursday night only, at the Lakeshore Cinema of which it turns out I told my boyfriend where we saw it, and he's like, I worked there back in early 90s, and I worked there for $4.50 an hour under the table so I could save money for prom.
Oh, okay.
I was like, boo.
That was an interesting theater. It was
I told him, I described it, because I was like, I bet you money it has not changed at all.
No.
And I described it. And he's like, no, yeah, that's exactly
it's
how
like,
it was.
They're like, hey, why don't we put a movie theater in the middle of the strip mall? Like,
right.
Not even. Like that.
I
was
feel
like
it was originally, when it was originally, you know, first put there, it probably made more sense. But so many things have been torn down and built around it that it's like, what the fuck is
there's
this?
There's not even like on the, although on the marquee, there's no marquee.
No, we almost missed it several times.
Yeah.
We're like, are we in the right place? We can't really find it. And it really wasn't until we, because again, so there were two showings only, right? Both sold out.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for all of the other, you know, moviegoers, we would have been completely lost, I think.
Yeah.
Because
it was like
a
fucking mass, you know, like it was a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a very tiny parking lot.
Tiny parking lot. And
they were not expecting this.
No. And they were not expecting it. And the people that were showing up, they showed up like, some people showed up like literally like the last minute.
Yeah.
And were like, they're pissed off because they couldn't find a spot. I'm like, well, maybe you should have thought ahead.
Right.
Dickhead.
They did advertise this.
Yeah.
I saw it in the news.
I saw it with my own fucking eyes.
I know.
Yeah. It was.
I saw it in the paper.
There was some. Yeah. And then at one point, I don't know if you heard, but there was definitely some like somebody was drunk.
Oh, were they?
And they were like making noise because they like a fight started like next
was
to me.
Was I gone for that?
No, you were there. Like I could hear the rumbling. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Shit's going to happen. Because somebody was drunk. Oh, shit. But we were drinking. But
I mean, it was fine. But on the sly.
On the sly. I mean, it's okay. I think most people do it, anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah. For this movie, we needed it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But yes, we would love to. I mean, like, again, like, hey, man, he made a movie and I have it. So,
oh,
cool.
Great. Yeah.
So, it was... like, you won up on me, man.
Yeah.
But
it was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
We had a lot of laughs. I just
we were
just hoping that the stars weren't in the movie theater watching it because
the cinematographer was. He did a short little talk
beforehand.
He was in
our theater, but he came in. I don't know if he sat in ours, but the bartender was there because I heard him talking to somebody. He was like, I wanted to get a picture of my recording myself in my scene. I'm like, oh, in the strip club, the quote unquote strip club.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was literally somebody's backyard.
I.e. someone's enclosed carport.
Yes.
With lights.
things to say, I guess, because like I think I was expecting a little bit like more Thanksgiving.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit more self-aware.
Hank's killing is like the fuck. He's like an Oscar nominee.
I know. It really is. But it was fun. It was a good time. I recommend.
I don't know where you'll find it, but
I didn't know.
Recommend.
Right. It was
just
released.
It'll be on Amazon at some point.
I'm sure. So that was interesting. That was a lot of fun. I had a good time with you.
Yeah, we had a good time.
So.
All right. So we, in the last 3 weeks, have done Smashing and Passing. And last week we did comic
Marvel,
book.
Marvel. Yeah, comic book.
Book villains. And today we're going to get fucking meta because Weenison has like fucking celebrity. So it's going to get fucking dark in here.
Is this a now? Yes, but this is from BuzzFeed. This is not me.
Okay.
They're just giving me random celebrities.
Okay.
It says it's entitled.
Do you want to get
Let's
fucked
play
up?
A round of Smash or Pass with AI randomly generated celebrities.
Okay.
Very simple. Tell me if you'd smash or pass these random celebrities. Please and thank you.
I mean, like, I guess, so we're taking into effect, it's not just like, we're not taking into their, like, their looks, but it's also like the shit they've done?
Yes.
Okay.
We take character into account. Character
personality.
Counts. Oh my God, that blew me back. When I was in high school, quick story. When I was in high school, there was a this
national the push for character counts.
You've heard of it? Okay. Yeah, and that was heavily promoted in our school.
Yeah.
We even in fact as a joke put it in our musical when like in Joseph and Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, when all the brothers like sold out Joseph and they're like being you know, bitches, they were holding up the little like attributes of the character counts and like going, it was funny. Like, we didn't do that. Accountability. Yeah. Anyway, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready? I know this one. I don't even have to ask, but I will. Hannah Waddingham.
Oh, fucking smash every goddamn day. Yes.
I know.
Sit. She can sit. Fuck it.
Oh, and they give you a percentage of how many people voted. Oh, wait. What?
90% passed.
90% passed?
You fucking assholes.
Oh, man. That's
shocking.
You deserve
to have your fucking libido taken away.
Yeah. So, wait. They get... Oh, okay. You keep scrolling down.
Yeah.
I don't know who this guy is. This is going to be probably challenging for me because I don't know half these people. I don't know half these people. Tom Sandoval.
Let me see a picture. Oh, these are British people, I think.
Oh, really?
That might be another thing. Tom Sandoval is... Oh, no, he's American. He is an actor. He's 40 years old.
Okay, I like so far.
I don't feel like a creep.
He's a tall, dark drink of water so far.
Huh? He was in. Oh, is he a reality star? I think he's a reality person.
Is he? Pass.
Yeah, Vanderpump Rules.
Nope.
Self.
Pass.
Yep. Pass. False. Nope. Gross.
False.
Nope.
80% pass.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. That's correct.
Yep.
Chris Melton.
Oh, fucking smash!
Yes.
Who
is this?
He's an actor. Well, see, the other guy was a reality star. So,
yeah.
But this guy, oh God, what was he in?
He's got some chiseled cheeks, y'all.
Most recently in May
and
December.
Those lips.
And Bad Boys for Life, Riverdale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Smash.
The Sun is Also a Star. That's right. He plays the lead in The Sun is Also a Star.
Okay.
Yeah. It's total fucking smash.
Okay. I have questions.
I don't have answers.
71% pass. I have questions about who fucking takes this.
Yeah, who is taking this? This
no,
is fucking
BuzzFeed,
wrong.
No, BuzzFeed, that's incorrect.
Ooh!
Jonathan Bailey.
Oh my God.
Come on.
I mean, if he would be willing, but he doesn't want me, but
no.
I would
want tree, but
to bite his butt.
I mean,
he's the reason for butt biters. Hashtag butt biters.
77% pass. I don't understand this.
This isn't right.
This is skewed. This is flawed.
Can I see the picture of Jonathan Bailey? I just need to see it.
Can I just see him for, oh no, because it went away.
Oh, fuck that. I guess I'll just look at pictures of Jonathan Bailey.
I can take two guesses. Shakira.
Pass. Or sorry, smash. I would smash Shakira. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful and she's very sweet. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't hear her in the news fucking
like
everything that moves and being shitty to people.
And her hips don't fucking lie.
They do not.
I also kind of, I like her voice too.
I do too. Okay. 65% smash. I knew it. It's men answering these. Sorry.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
There's a little part of my soul that kind of like feels
no judgments.
Feels for Miley a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't mind her voice. And I think she is pretty. So I'm going to say smash.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will do these as if you were answering. I am going to personally pass for reasons. But agree with the reasons you cited.
Yeah.
And she's not a bad, you know.
No, I don't think she's a really honestly a bad person. I think she's just kind of got
66% pass.
That sucks.
Wow.
I love that fucking flower song that she has.
Will Smith.
Okay, Will Smith circa, like, Men in Black. Okay, Will
circa
Smith
now.
There. Yeah, I mean, yes. Smash.
Smash? Okay. I would pass, personally. 73% pass. Maluma? I have no idea.
I don't know who he is, but he's fucking smash.
But he's gorgeous.
Smash, so.
Even with the sunglasses, this is a bad picture, you guys.
Actor in Marry Me. This kid is, I mean, he's a kid. He's like 1984,
really?
But that's gray hair. It looks like he's got gray hair there, but no, it is this guy.
Oh no, it's just shine.
Oh, see, he's born in 1994.
Ew.
But I mean, still fucking smash.
Imagine.
Yeah, Marry Me. I think that was the one with Jennifer Lopez, I think.
Oh, okay.
And what's his nuts? I mean, oh, he is a singer.
Okay.
Too. So sure. Yeah. I mean, fuck yes.
Ray Jean Page.
Oh fuck.
I already know.
Yep.
I already know. That's a smash.
Yeah. Hello.
72% pass. Oh, men are taking this.
Men are taking this.
Oh.
Okay. I'm excited.
Harry Styles.
Oh, fucking smash.
You, in fact, have a coffee cup.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
And also because he's such a fucking good guy. He's a good guy.
He legit is.
Yeah.
He is too. Tom Felton.
Oh, my God.
Smash. Total smash. Yeah.
Fulfill all my Hermione Draco dreams that I have. Yes.
100%. Jennifer Aniston.
Pass.
Thank you.
She's fine. Whatever.
Ooh, this is it's pretty in the middle. Look.
Pass. Gross.
Yeah. 42% pass. Interesting.
Oh, I thought you meant the next one. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. The next one. Kylie Jenner.
Pass
it.
Nope.
It is split down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, one thing I will give for that girl, she's a fucking self-made millionaire.
Sure.
I'll give it to her for that because she was like 19. Well, no, but she, that whole music, that cosmetic line is her.
I know it is.
And she was the first millionaire, like 20 year old.
Yeah.
Or billionaire 20 year old. So I will give it to her for
starting out as a millionaire, but it's fine.
Still,
I don't respect, I don't disrespect the game.
No, I was gonna say, I respect the hustle. The
yes.
Fucking, the,
thank you.
The family,
I respect the hustle. 100%.
The fucking family's disgusting.
And
but yeah.
Dysfunctional, yes. Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, wait, which one's that one? Oh, fucking smash.
Yeah.
Silver Fox, Matt
Silver
LeBlanc.
Fox.
When they stop,
Silver Fox, Matt LeBlanc. Yes.
Yeah, when they start,
definitely
like, stop making him dye his hair. Yep.
Yeah. Let it go.
I mean, because look at that, man.
Yeah. Because he like, it's just his hair that's great. Everything else looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Leo DiCaprio.
Pass it.
He's 49 now. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, his dates are still 21, so cool. I mean,
he seems like
probably a nice dude. Like, from what I read about, like, him, especially with pushing his co-star of Killers of the Flower Moon, he sounds like a nice dude, but I think he's gross.
I agree. 65% pass.
Yep.
Angelina Jolie.
Pass. I would have at one point, but not anymore. I'm just like, kind of like, I'm sick. I'm done. I'm done.
I'm
with
over.
Angela.
I was over it 10 years ago.
Yep.
It was done.
Done.
Justin Bieber.
Pass.
Thank you. Joe Keery.
Oh.
I'd smash the fuck up.
Smash.
I'd smash all
smash
over that.
Him and Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz. At the same time.
Yep.
Would smash.
Threesome. Yes.
Dua Lipa.
Oh, smash.
Yeah?
Yeah. Also love her fucking music, so yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heeman?
I think he's one of the...
K-pop.
Yep. Yeah.
What's the one K-pop group? What's it called?
BTK.
BTK, yeah.
Which is like the killer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like the androgyny.
I was going to say he seems very, you know, androgynous.
He reminds me like of David Bowie.
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah. Like so Asian part of me is like David smash Bowie. For the David Bowie.
Sure.
Yeah.
80% pass.
Again, men.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds.
Pass.
Ooh, I would smash that the fuck. 65% smash. Even men will fucking smash him, dude.
I don't know. There's something about him that I don't care for.
He looks so familiar, but I cannot place him. But I don't know him by name. Neil Horan?
Oh, he's one of the...
Horan?
He was one of One Direction. He's a solo artist now, too.
Oh, is he?
Fucking
okay.
Smash.
He smashed yep. that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you smashed that. Jungkook, I think another BTK member.
I'm going to pass. He looks really young. I know. He looks like a child.
Babies. All of them do. Shawn Mendes.
He's another one. He's so young. I'm going to say pass just because he's a baby. He's adorable. He's attractive, but he is young.
Okay, I know this one already. Margot Robbie.
Oh, fucking tomorrow. Today.
Smash that. Yes, 73% smash. That is correct.
Yes.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, fucking smash.
I'd smash that all over town.
Smash in Oppenheimer.
Even men are like... split. They're split down the middle because it's fucking Iron Man.
Yeah, I mean, even in Oppenheimer, where he plays an old man, still fucking smash.
Would smash.
Yep.
How many more you want to do?
Just keep going.
Ralph Macchio.
Oh, smash.
I still would smash.
Still
it.
Smash.
I would still would smash it. I don't know this guy, but he looks a lot like Rob Lowe. Ian Somerhalder.
Oh my God. Yes. He was from the Vampire Diaries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fucking smash. I mean, those eyes. Those eyes.
I mean, like I said. He
was... Yep. Uh-huh.
Tom Holland.
Oh, that was a tough one too, because he's a baby.
He's a baby, but I don't give a fuck.
I know. I mean, because that fucking, the karaoke. The karaoke. Yeah. Oh my God. Or the what I'm saying? The lip sync.
Lip sync battle. That it alone.
It made me feel things that I was not prepared for.
I know.
So, make out with.
Have drunken make out with.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I can. Him and Zendaya are too young for me. Like, I'm like.
They are, but I love them.
Ugh. I love them together.
Yeah.
But, like, she's in that movie where she's going to be doing a threesome, and I'm like, she's a baby. Like, in my brain, she's like, she's a baby. Like,
she's in her 20s.
Well, but they're both in their 20s.
I know.
But I'm still like, he's still playing fucking Spider-Man. He's a baby.
I know.
I know.
Well, that was the last one.
All right. On
that's kind of funsies.
Well, because we're getting into fun. It's gonna be.
Oh, there's like so many more. There's so many more.
Oh, this has been fun. So we can do this.
Is cool.
All right, we'll do this next time, and we'll do. Well, I think it's a nice fun.
These are the celebs over 45 who everyone finds the most attractive.
Yes. All right, we'll do that next time.
Okay, I kind of want to think and do that now.
Okay. Well.
No. But I'll save it. I'll save it. And we will do it another time.
Yeah.
All right. Coolski. When we come back.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about glorious. So we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Please stop. And we're back. Ray is creeping me out over here.
I used to do when The Grudge came out. My
do that, yeah.
Yeah, my roommate at the time. He was like, he freaked him out. I was like,
oh man, that's such a good movie.
And I was like, I'm gonna climb into your room and do it by your bed. And like one night drunk, I tried to.
Oh no. God. What are we doing, Ray?
We're talking about Glorious.
Glorious. Glorious. From 2022. Horror / mystery and thriller. Same. Mm-hmm. Running time, 1 hour, 20 minutes of your life. Mm-hmm. Rotten Tomatoes score. Critic score, 87%. Audience score, 56.
Which I don't, this one I don't get. Because
I kind of do.
I do because I'm sure. Well, here we go. Because it is definitely like a ladies.
Ladies.
It's very much like there's a couple lines in here that I'm like, oh, this is like, hey men, your penises aren't gonna save the world.
No, it's, I promise it's not.
Yeah. And so that's, I can see why there's probably men who felt, they felt a little attacked.
Jilted?
Yeah.
Attacked. Oh yeah, attacked. Yeah.
So
I feel personally attacked.
But personally as a female, I was like, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
This, and you guys.
And the reason we're doing this is because it does have a female director.
One of my favorite people. I am super stoked. Directed by Rebecca McKendry, who is a writer, filmmaker, horror nerd, podcaster for Fangoria and Blumhouse, and a USC film professor with a PhD in film.
Yeah, but she also made Elevator Games. So, oh. I mean, honestly, like,
no one's perfect.
Yeah, but she hasn't done too many great things. I mean, All the Creatures was okay. She did a short in there. She did a short in Tales of Halloween. Like, this is, honestly, I was impressed by this. And it makes me sad that her follow-up, like, her own follow-up with she wrote with her husband and directed, is Elevator Game.
Yeah. She also directed Psycho Granny.
Yeah. I mean, this one, I think she did a really deft, she had a really deft hand on. Produced a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But
she's definitely, like, she's been on, I think the one in particular that I can think of is she's definitely done a few talking head, like, interviews, documentaries, mm-hmm, about, I'm pretty
she
sure
Search
she was, what?
Was she in Search of Darkness?
I think, yes, she was, okay, in Search of Darkness. And I want to say she was in either one of the Halloween docs I watched or the Nightmare on Elm Street one or both.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
yeah,
definitely. When we were researching Texas Chainsaw, she came up a lot.
Yeah, because at one point her hair is black. Like, she's got her hair like, and yeah. I remember, I'm imagining one of the talking heads because I'm looking at her picture here. So yeah, I mean, I like her. I do. I like this movie a lot. Honestly,
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, and it's like it's deep. It's really, honestly, pretty deep.
Yeah.
And the acting is fucking, I mean, I, all right,
stellar.
So I will give Ryan Kwanten fucking so much props because he's doing this by himself.
Right. This is basically a one man show.
Because J.K. Simmons,
one and
I
a
was
half.
Sure,
he was a voice.
Yeah. He's a voice. I'm sure he did it in a fucking studio.
Yeah.
And just here you go. Or from his fucking phone. And like, and there's Ryan trying to like feed off of that.
He's acting to a voice.
And he's acting to, right, a voice. He's fucking great.
He was fantastic.
And I think his American accent is so fucking great.
I had no idea
that he was Australian.
Yeah. I had no idea.
When I found out that most of the people from fucking True Blood were not American, I was thrown.
Yeah.
Honestly.
A lot of them weren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
quick aside. My coworkers were on like a team chat the other day, and I saw blue come up that, like, allegedly one of the attorneys that I work for does a killer what's his face impression from True Blood.
Okay, Sookie. Bill.
He does it, yeah. That he does a really good Bill. Like, oh, you man, guys, I want to hear that.
If you're interested in hearing us talk about True Blood,
highly recommend.
Highly
recommend CLBC, not, yes, True Blood.
No. There's an episode where we did not make poor Ween read the book, but we read the book. I think it's the fourth book, and we watched the fourth season.
In lieu of reading the book,
yeah,
I volunteered myself. They didn't ask me to do this, but
I watched
the entire thing.
You watched all of the seasons.
They said you just have to, just season four, because, yeah, that's what this book is. And I was like, well, I have to start, me Ween,
yeah,
I cannot, we've talked about this, like, with Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. One of the many reasons why I haven't started Doctor Who,
because
I can't, I have to start at the beginning of the beginning. I have, yeah, to start at the beginning. So I sat and watched seasons 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped at 4 and I was like, well, I gotta know what happens now. There's only 3 more seasons. So I watched the rest of it.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that, well, we have many,
no matter how much I couldn't stand it.
And we all had many,
because I hate myself.
Many different views on what we thought about, like, about, felt about Eric and
Bill.
Oh,
yeah.
And who she should have ended up with.
Yeah. But you know, I say the same thing about fucking Carrie Bradshaw. You know, like, who she should have ended up with.
Oh.
And a lot of people, not just, I don't know why I thought of that in particular, but, you know.
I don't know. So. I never watched any of that, so I have no idea.
I did.
So, yeah.
Sorry.
So, in case we've already said, Ryan Kwanten.
Very singy today. Sorry.
And Jason Stackhouse from True Blood.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of different stuff. Like, he's, like, he acts a lot. It looks like a lot of TV. Some here, some in Australia, mostly. J.K. fucking Simmons. Welcome
J.K.
to the goddamn
Simmons.
Podcast.
I love this man.
I hate him, J.K.
I was like, what? Oh. Did you see the wind-up before the pitch? I was
mm-hmm.
like, no, I love this man. He's been in the film biz for decades. He does mm-hmm. do a lot of voice work as
yeah.
well
because yeah.
he just has
that voice,
a recognizable voice. And he, in fact, among many of the recent things he's done, among them is Baldur's Gate 3.
Mm. I mean, if you want to buy some insurance, he's going to sell it to you. him and the David, whatever his name is, the guy from American Home Insurance? I don't know.
Nationwide.
Yeah, I love that guy, too.
That guy can talk to me anytime he wants.
Also, my State Farm, my what's his name from State Farm? Fuck.
Jake.
Jake is fucking hot.
I love how I thought it was funny that they changed Jake. Right? Mm-hmm. In the very, 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 very beginning, it was just some, you know, white dude.
Schlubby white guy. Yeah.
Right. But then, like, they were like, hey, let's go run with this Jake thing. And they made, you know, but I was like, okay, I'm not mad at that decision.
No, because he is fine.
He's fine. Fucking fine.
He fills out that fucking polo.
Yeah, he does.
Hell yes.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Anyhow, we're talking about fucking insurance. Also, you know who else is in this movie that I found very fucking attractive is Andre Lamar plays Gary.
Yeah.
Holy cats. What is this gentleman
been
in? I
was going to say, and what is he going to be in? Because
he could be in me.
Boom.
First Wives Club, Chicago Fire, The Resident, upcoming.
Oh, funny. I was like, I was looking at the credits for this movie.
A lot
There's
of TV.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people in this movie.
Yeah.
At all.
Yep.
Including a voice, not just J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, another voice, yeah.
And I was like, the bear? Oh, the fucking stuffed bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it was funny. Yeah, and I mean, a lot of TV. That's really mostly what he's like, bits, parts, and TV. I thought he was great in this. I thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah, and he did a great job.
Yeah. It moves very fucking fast.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
So.
This picks the fuck up.
Yes, it does. All right, so.
Speaking of, shall we pick it up?
Let's pick it up.
Pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
We open with a female voice and a pantsless man.
Yes. Jason Stackhouse is naked from the waist down.
Right, and his shirt's all bloody, so we're like, okay, this is somewhere in the middle. We're going to flashback. Then he wakes up.
First, he gets a flash, and I'm like, that's definitely a butthole for an eye.
Yeah.
There's like a flash of like what looks like a butthole.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we open with some old-ass Bing Crosby. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
It was like 1930s Bing Crosby. Like,
yeah.
Annoying.
This is a very old song.
Yeah.
Almost 100 years old.
Yeah, yeah. He pulls up to this, like, rest stop.
Somewhere along Route 37. That's all we know.
Yep.
We have no idea where we are.
Nope.
Not that it matters.
It honestly doesn't, because we'd find out it wouldn't have mattered.
No. It would
not matter.
He goes to a vending machine. It's really old. It doesn't work. Oh, he passes by this lady who's like, it took me a minute to determine what her sex was. Not that matters.
It didn't, but I was like, because he couldn't tell.
They
very
looked
old and
very
weathered looking.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Long hair, you know.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter to the plot, but I had
no.
the same thing. I was like, okay, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Because you think... I mean, I think if we probably thought about it, we probably could figure out what her part in this whole thing was, because he goes up to this fucking vending machine, which is so filthy.
It's nasty. And there's like pieces of candy.
I was like, you don't want that, baby. You do not want that candy.
You don't know. That's probably older than you.
Yeah.
Okay? These choco sticks or whatever they are.
But he puts money in, it won't take
it. And it doesn't come out. And so the lady at the bench walks over and says some things and suggests that it's not broken. He just stopped trying.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so she does it and retrieves the candy for him.
Then she tells him to clean off his back seat because it'll help living on the road, makes living on the road easier.
Oh, I forgot about that. Fuck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then as she walks away, she looks down at the grass and there's this strange glowing plant.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's like goopy. Exactly. It's got like a there's a thing that he does later we'll get to when I was like, this is sexual. Real sexual. Yep.
So she passes by that, and that's the last we see of that person.
Yep.
She imparts some more roadside wisdom. Oh, right. That's what I meant. Yeah. The backseat stuff.
So he decides this is a perfect time to call his ex.
Yeah. Is that when he does it?
Yep. He leaves a bunch of messages for his ex.
He said that there's a box on the front seat of his car, and his back seat is full of stuff. He has a meltdown with a teddy bear in his car. Someone's obviously passed away, I thought. He gets out and leaves Brenda a message, .. or two.
Or five. Or,
or
six.
Ten.
Enough that it drains his battery on his phone.
And so they go, so broke up, not died. Okay.
Yeah. But then he just yeets phone.
That in the parking lot, and it shatters.
It shatters.
Fucking himself even more. Because, you know, we are all our own worst enemy, right?
So, Ween.
Miss Ray.
You clean off your back seat of all this stuff. So what do you decide to do with it, if you're him? In the middle of a fucking, like, rest area.
He decides to make the best out of things and jam out and drink and throw it in the fire.
Yeah, to create a fire.
There's a little fire pit. Yeah, you know, because it's like a rest area of like a park.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And there's a fucking fire pit, and he just takes everything out. He has like half a bottle of Jack or something like that.
Yep.
He gets lit and lit. It gets lit
because he pulls this box out.
Yeah.
He starts throwing these pictures.
And there's photographs.
Yep.
We just see the one.
We see the one he keeps.
The one he keeps.
And it's his girlfriend, Brenda.
And he puts it in his little shirt pocket. And all the others he throws in the fire. And he's just like, but we don't see the photos. But we just see like the backside of it landing in the fire. So we know they're photos.
I'm sure this is not looked highly upon too. By the fucking park service.
No.
Because he wakes up without pants on. in his boxers, and he's got some old school ass boxers. Like he's wearing.
With the stripes.
Yep, he's wearing like fucking boxers, and his like Oxford shirt, and stinking drunk still.
Oh yeah, still.
He looks at the pile of what's been burnt, and then he's like, "Where the fuck are my pants?"
Oh,
but he's burnt half of his pants too. There's nothing left.
No, like half a butt. And then he gets sick.
He gets the rumblies.
Oh, yeah. And he runs in the bathroom. And then he hears a voice from the next stall checking in on him.
Because he just, like, unloads his stomach.
Welcome to the movie, J.K. Simmons.
Yep. I just wrote, welcome to the podcast.
Love it.
So the sound sounds like it's coming through the glory hole. Because there is a glory hole.
There definitely is. And there's, like, a weird painting around it.
Yeah.
There's an interesting painting on the stall wall. The voice speaks in an odd manner as if totally new to the world and yet knows how many different bacteria are on the toilet seat.
Yeah. So at this point, also,
this is crazy.
I was losing my fucking mind because he's got his face on the toilet.
At some point later,
he starts freaking out because I touched the toilet and touched my face. I'm like, baby, you had your face on
all up
the
in
toilet
it. Just like all up in it, dude. It
and I was like I was starting to go myself gross. Because I'm like god no because like it's bad enough for a girl's bathroom but a boy's bathroom, gross.
Why?
They can't aim, I guess. So
I cannot.
So this is where they become introduced. Yes. He and the voice.
The our leading man's name is Wes. Mm-hmm. The voice asks him back to come back into the stall. Some things are beyond my control. The voice starts in order to pronounce his name.
Oh, do you have it? I have it written down.
Oh, do you? No, go ahead.
It says, now to properly pronounce my name, I need you to do two things. First, stick out your tongue. Then grab the tip of it gently between your first and thumb and say, what the fuck did he say? What was the last
Hold
part?
On.
What was the
Got
thing?
Another one.
Got another one. Yep.
And when it comes out,
it's Gothanathawa.
Yep,
Gothanathawa. Like, that's it.
Yep.
And you're like, what? So he shortens it to Got.
So here we go. All right. You guys want to know about Gothanathawa?
It's the name of a very lonely, very old god.
Oozing and surging up that yawning trapdoor in the Cyclopean crypt, I had glimpsed such an unbelievable behemoth monstrosity that I could not doubt the power of its original to kill its with its mere sight. Even now I cannot begin to suggest it with any words at my command. I may call it gigantic, tentacled, octopus-eyed, semi-anamorphous, plastic, partly squamous, and partly rugose. Ugh, but nothing I could say could even adumbrate, whatever, the loathsome, unholy, non-human, extra-galactic horror and hatefulness that an unutterable evil of that forbidden spawn of black chaos in illimitable night. As I write these words, the associated mental images causes me to lean back, faint and nauseated. From H.P. Lovecraft's Out of the Aeons.
Oh, interesting.
That's okay. Him describing Got.
Gotten out.
Mm-hmm.
I already scrolled past it. Got.
Yep.
So Wes starts to kind of peek through the little hole, and Got warns him not to look at him.
So
then Wes tries to peek over the stall.
Mm-hmm.
Got screams and it shakes, and Wes crumbles and holds his ears, and suddenly he's outside. And has pants.
So, is this where he tells him why he can't, what he'll become if he sees him?
Not quite. He gets in his car, but Brenda is sitting in the front, but it doesn't last. Then Wes wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
And Gott asks if he saw Brenda. And I think there.
And he says, if you try to look, oh, wait, no, there's a later, because I wrote down exactly... Oh, I wrote down exactly what he says. Well, like, if you look...
So, oh, it is later.
Yeah.
Because I have... Okay. Gott asks if Wes saw Brenda in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Gott has locked Wes in the bathroom.
Yep.
As Wes cries for help, a purple haze surrounds the building as a layer of protection.
Like a force field, almost.
And Wes lashes out, and Gott snaps at him to pull it together. Gott insists this is not a chance meeting. He asks Wes to come back to the stall.
Well, this is when Wes says, I should have gone 30 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
And God says, it wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered.
You may not gaze upon me. Doing so will have grave consequences for you. It would turn him mad, basically.
Would turn you into a horrid, grotesque shell devoid of humanity, a twisted affront to mankind, filling hearts with terror and fear. A maniacal being of pure madness, a creature so hideous it would make men cry out of the heavens, demanding God explain how something so foul could walk upon the earth. Which in the book, anybody who the appearance of God is so hideous that anyone who gazes upon it or its image is petrified into a living mummy.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There's a lot more to this than I thought.
Yeah.
But Wes does see a little something at the bottom of the stall, like a giant brain or something. It's like glowing.
I called it a ball sack.
Yeah, sure.
It looked like a fucking ball sack.
It definitely did, because it was like veiny and weird glowing.
Mm-hmm.
Wes stalls while he tries to uncover the vent to escape.
I thought this was pretty fucking pretty smart.
He
breaks off a piece of the toilet paper.
The toilet paper roll, like covering some of them, had that like weird covering to help you cut it off or whatever.
Yeah, and so
and
he
breaks
gets that.
It.
Yeah.
And like... uses it as like a, he MacGyvers it as like a screwdriver to try to unscrew the vent cover.
Mm-hmm. My note is like, so he gets in the vent. I'm like, how many of our movies have we watched where somebody's been in a fucking air vent?
So many.
Like,
is that the answer to everything? Do they always just lead outside?
I guess.
Okay.
Well, so as he's climbing, the farther he climbs, the more purple behind him it becomes. Like the light behind him is like even brighter and brighter and brighter. Because it wasn't that purple in the bathroom before.
No.
So...
it's really interesting.
Well, where does he go?
When Wes pops out the other end, he still winds up in the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's in the same bathroom. The vent cover is back on.
in all of this, like,
so he cannot get out.
And all of this, like, with him going back and forth in his dreams and or in his memories, it is causing Gat to lose power.
Yeah.
And by losing power, the force field that is covering them, that is keeping them hidden, is falling.
It's falling, yeah. Mm-hmm. The universe has a favor to ask. Wes blames the universe, but Gat encourages him to take some responsibility.
He says, tell me about that knot in the pit of your stomach.
Wes starts fantasizing about Brenda again, but Gat is also present in the memory and shakes him out of it.
Yeah, it makes him angry.
Yeah.
And he makes his...
Because he's like, stop, you know.
Yeah, this isn't helping. This
you
is...
can't hide in your memories.
Yeah, yeah.
And the more Wes tries to fight it, the louder Gat gets, and Wes's ears start to bleed.
And then Gat tells Wes a creation story.
Story time. Did you write all of it?
No, I did not. So if you did, go for it.
I did. Story time. Once there was a being of pure energy all alone in an ocean of infinite nothing until it discovered the power to give physical form to its thoughts and feelings. This power this power disturbed, and he's cut off by Wes peeing.
Yes,
we had
this
a
is
mini
funny.
Austin Powers moment. Yes, and it was really funny. The power disturbed him greatly. It just couldn't stop these thoughts and feelings from filling the empty void. They became his unwanted children. Enraged by their presence, he set out to destroy them. During the conflict, his oldest child sliced through his side. The blood that flowed from the wound filled the infinite nothing, becoming the planets and the stars and life. He watched in horror as his precious void filled with feelings. He begged his children to close the wound, to stop any more new life from forming. His children agreed, but only if he would let this new life continue to exist. He conceded, but he so loathed humanity that he secretly created a being of pure destruction, capable of undoing all life and returning back to the infinite nothing. He created me.
Did it not remind you of Kronos a little bit? Like
a little
bit of, yeah.
Doing so greatly weakened him, allowing my siblings to overpower him and lock him away in the deepest, darkest pit in the deepest, darkest ocean. Then they hid me away in the ether, and there I remained until now.
Do you know who his father is?
Not exactly.
Who do you think it is?
God.
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu! That makes way more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy.
Daddy Cthulhu.
FYI, there are romance novels with Cthulhus, and there's more than one.
Of
it's like
course there
plural
is.
Cthulhus.
You showed me one the other day.
It's
was
a shark
like,
man?
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of, how's the horse fucker?
I am giving it up. I'm giving it up because I'm like, he's a dude. He's a bit of a douchebag.
Should you be giddying it up?
Oh, bro. So should I tell like the little story about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay.
So,
why not?
So I am on
our
a kick.
Podcast,
yeah, fuck it. I am
You're on
a kick
horse
of,
kick.
Oh shit!
I am on a monster romance kick. Like I am usually the historical romance girl, and I haven't read.
I really
too many
loved
of.
How you twisted your hair in that moment. You're like, I'm in a monster kick.
this is my what is the
Eras my
tour?
Oats.
This is my monster Eras tour. So yeah, and I've been reading some of the craziest shit. And right now, actually,
it
recommended.
Is wild.
I recommended for the podcast last night. One I read called Zero Fox Given, and it's about a fox hybrid man and a woman.
Okay, well, because why not?
It's very cute. It's also very fucking hot. But so I watched. One, I was reading one with a centaur,
yeah.
And a woman set back in like a Victorian era.
Wow.
And I'm giving it up because he's a douche and I don't fucking care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and
that's
it's not
fair.
Well written.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, yep. Back to the story.
to
the story.
Wes asks if he's in hell. I would probably.
Same.
Question that too. Yep. Gat no longer wants to destroy the world. This is interesting to me. He no longer wants to destroy the world. He started feeling a connection to life and humanity.
Mm-hmm. When he became corporeal.
And is becoming corporeal. His father has broken free of his prison and is searching for Gat.
Cthulhu's coming. Cthulhu's coming.
Where's Call of Cthulhu by Metallica? I should play that. Once God enters the material world, his purpose will have been fulfilled. The total annihilation of all life in the universe. Only Wes can stop the transformation.
By how? How can he do that? By...
Well, suddenly...
Well, sad. He has to satisfy the feelings that have awakened in him.
Oh, we don't find that out yet, but yes.
No, he says that. He says this here.
Does he?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then they cut to the glory hole, and you're like, okay.
I know, right. You're like, wait, because it's called glorious, right? And you're right. Like, wait. And then suddenly, a Department of Transportation employee stops to check the rest area. He's outside, and he's like just checking the general park area. And Wes is like crying out for help. He's banging on the door,
Gary
screaming.
Gary C. arrives.
Gary! But God warns him that it will not end well.
Yep. Like, do not involve him in this.
You don't want this.
Yeah.
The man hears Wes eventually pounding on the door. Wes demands God open the door.
And he says, there will be consequences.
So be it.
Mm-hmm.
The door opens and the man sucks. The man walks in and like pushes Wes back. Wes is trying to like crawl to get to the door before it closes, but door closes.
It's meant to be. Fuck. Sorry, buddy. This is this is a fated.
You're in it now.
You're in it now.
Gary is the property supervisor. Gott starts talking to Gary. Gott can't let Gary leave, but also can't allow Gary to risk interference by telling anyone else about him.
Gary thinks that Wes and Gott were like
lovers. I don't know what you got going on here.
He's like, no judgment, but you know there's hotels, cheap ones,
just down the road, like several.
Yeah. And then this is when Gott says Gary said he's going to call the police.
Yeah.
And Ryan's like, Wes is like, yes, call the police. And Gott goes, now, Wes, I don't think in your circumstances it's best for him to call the police. And you immediately see this change in him going, oh, no, you can call. I will just, once you let me leave.
I did not connect that.
Yeah. Then I was immediately like, oh, well, he's obviously done something not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not connect that.
Yeah.
Gott makes Wes go into the bathroom mm-hmm. stall next to him while he handles Gary.
He takes care of everything.
Mm-hmm. Wrote screaming blood and tentacles.
Yeah, ball sack elongates. testicles. That's right.
Tentacles
burst from underneath. Yeah.
Then silence. Gary is eviscerated, and then it begins to rain blood.
Mm-hmm.
I love it
until this fucking beating heart falls into the stall. It's a huge heart too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like a fucking horse heart. Speaking of centaurs,
he had a big heart. Mm. Poor Gary. R.I.P. Gary.
R.I.P. Gary's heart. So then this is when Wes is just, he goes back into his memory. He's like, this is where I'm safe
Happy
here.
Place, right?
Happy place, yeah.
When he has a flashback to when he first met Brenda, but it doesn't last.
No.
In order...
Well, so let's talk about the memory a little bit, because I think we have to.
Okay.
For the end of the movie, I think we have to. So he's staring at this very tall, willowy-looking blonde woman.
Yeah.
And
they're at like an outdoor party or something.
Yeah, somebody's like barbecue. And Brenda comes over, and I thought they were together at this point, but they're
Me too,
not. This, is,
they,
when they
this is when they just meet.
First meet. And she's like, are you stalking much? And so this conversation about like
and
how.
He's like, what?
Yeah. And she's like, well, I can see it in her eyes that she's not, you know, she's still looking. She's not, you know. And she's like, but I don't see that from yours. And she's like, were you looking to settle down? And he says, are you interested? And then they kind of like, they go forward in the future, do they not?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. And they're together and she's bringing him a present. Isn't that not the present part? Or is that later?
I think it's later, but I mean, I don't think it makes a difference mentioning it here. Oh, maybe it is here because he's got the bear from at the beginning and he's like,
no, it's later.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe not. No. It is here because later as the actual like big bear shows up.
Oh, right.
So
right.
She's got this like they're celebrating like a 2-month anniversary.
Like 2 months, yeah.
Like I don't know if they've been dating or they're living together. I'm not sure. But I would assume living together. And it is the dumbest looking bear. I was like,
just
come on.
Silly.
Yeah,
little
cute,
teddy bear.
Whatever. And he's like, he realized
with a little recording on its little paw.
What does
saying,
it say?
I love you very much. Although the closed captions got it fucking wrong. Okay,
it should
the
have said
bear
Barry.
Definitely said
very.
Barry.
Yeah.
Okay,
I know.
Not very. Fuck you, closed captions. Anyway.
Anyhow, and it's like
you can tell he says something along the lines of like, I realized that she was more into this than I was, or like she felt things that I didn't feel.
Yeah.
And then he comes back to the present.
Yeah.
And
in order to save the universe, Wes needs to satisfy Gat's physical form.
And he literally says, I believe you can rise to the occasion.
Yes, I know. Once satisfied, he'll be able to return to his ethereal form, and his father will not be able to find him, and his brothers and sisters will be able to lock him back away. Time is of the essence.
So what does he do? He uses Gary's leg to try to break down the door. So in the poster for this, you see him holding a leg.
Holding a leg.
That's
right.
Poor Gary's leg. But then I think he just finally fucking loses it, and he's like, fuck it. He actually says, fuck it, let's do it.
And Gat keeps talking, and he's like, can you just not talk for a second? And Gat's like, sure.
Because he doesn't know what he's going to do. And he puts his dick in the hole. Did you write down what he says? Go for it.
You thought your human penis was going to save the universe?
Your genitals are of no significance.
He's like, that's what I thought. Ah! Oh, good.
But that's not what he needs. What does he need?
Gat needs his liver.
A piece of it, yeah.
And he needs it willing. It needs to be given willingly. Mm-hmm. Wes refuses, and he tells a story about his father, an asshole, and calling his mother selfish after she took her own life.
Yeah.
After his father gave her a life of shit.
This is also at the same time God has thrown out this piece of jagged glass for him to, you know, use to cut out his own liver. This is when the more he gets
Wes
angry,
starting to lose.
Yeah.
It.
And so the walls start crumbling.
Yeah.
And, a hole emerges from one of the sides of the walls.
Gat warns Wes they're running out of time. Wes keeps waxing poetic while Gat gets bigger in physical form.
Mm-hmm.
They argue about Brenda. Gat says Wes broke her heart and her trust. Wes screams, fuck you, into the vacant hole in the stall, and suddenly he's transported to a void.
This was so fucking
wild. A giant stuffed bear approaches Wes. And it rips its stuffing open.
Like a vagina.
Yeah.
And he sticks
and shoves his head in there.
I mean, okay, so if you were to put down like what the
symbolism was?
Well, not so much that, is like what this reeks of is fucking Cronenberg, for one. Cronenberg and probably, I would say, Kubrick.
Yeah.
With the space horror.
Yeah.
But definitely Kubrick with the body horror. Absolutely. I mean, vagina, like I've got fucking like stomach vagina.
But it was like satin lined, you know, it was like stuff.
But still the same sort of like this horrific like body horror. Yeah, definitely.
Wes is, he shoves Wes's head in the hole. Wes is back out the hole and in the bathroom stall again.
He's mad at this point. He's like, bye bye. Wes is gone.
Wes is checked out.
Yeah.
He's staring at himself in the mirror, repeating that he looks like death, and starts to have a maniacal fit.
Mm-hmm.
And Gott's like, Wes,
calm down.
Come back, buddy. You know,
over here.
Starts calling after daddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gott's father. And the hole rips in the wall.
Mm-hmm. Well, the hole was there. It's actually like he like pulls
it's into a
like a vagina itself.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's you can see into the void.
It's just a vast expanse.
Yep.
And there we see, Daddy.
Cthulhu.
Yes. And Wes starts getting sucked in.
Yeah, everything starts getting sucked in. So he jumps into the stall where for some reason it doesn't. Like if you notice at one point, like certain points when he's in the stall, his feet are on the ground, like pushing it. But then if you look on the outside, there's nobody in either stall.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
I wonder if it's partly proximity here because like as soon as he gets in the stall, Gat is like, I can't protect you much longer. I think the closer he is to Gat, that's why he keeps asking him to go into the stall.
I think it's also that concealing thing.
Yeah.
Like he can, the closer he can, this is like as close as he can to concealing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gat makes another plea to Wes. Do it for the sake of Brenda's memory.
And he takes
memory.
Yeah.
Wes asks to see Brenda one more time.
Because he has taken away his memory of Brenda. He can't remember. And he looks at the photograph he has.
Oh, yeah, that was creepy.
He looks at the photograph he has, and she's gone.
And there's like a memory he starts to have of her sitting down, and she has no face.
She's looking at that box that he had.
That red box that he had on the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm. And that he burned. He burned the box.
Yeah. So he asked to see her one more time. He's taken back to when Brenda gave him the bear.
Yep.
The memory stops. They were both happy in that moment, but something went wrong. Wes got scared.
So he comes back and he's like, I will do this, but give me one last memory. Give me one, like, pretty much, let me see her one more time.
Yeah.
And so he picks up the glass and he says, like, will it hurt? And he goes, very much.
Very much.
And then he starts to do it. And he's like, oh, he goes, it's on the other side, Wes.
I know.
That's so hard. That's so hard.
So great.
I actually went, ah!
I actually too, like, as sitting there and he's about to like stab his left side. And I'm like, wait, no.
Yeah.
And God stops him. I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah. But my first thought was like, how the fuck does he know where the fucking liver is? But while he starts cutting into his stomach, he starts having...
Now we're jumping back and forth in time between a memory and Wes like tearing into his own flesh.
Because now he's going through, he's getting all these fresh memories of what was taken, just taken away from him, is coming back. And it's enough. Brenda finding
a time when Brenda found that photo box.
So his box
of
trophies.
We now see the photos of various frightened women before Wes killed them.
Yep. So this is his trophy box. So and they all sort of look the same. They all have long, straight hair, very much like Ted Bundy and what's his face, whatever. Parted in the middle, long.
Summer Sam.
And so
Son of Sam.
Yeah. but he, you know, so then you look, then you see Brenda, and you're like, oh, she is different.
She is different. And looked at him differently.
Yeah, because she even says, you're not like every... And then at one point, when she's crying later, she says, you're just like everybody else. Yeah. But I think that that's like self-incriminate, you know, like self...
Part of in his own memory.
Mm-hmm.
We now see Wes with a knife pointing at Brenda. There's some flashes between her tearing into his flesh in the bathroom and then him in the bathroom tearing into his own, you know, and like he's...
It is like digging in.
It's halfway in. And then Gott's tentacle reaches out and fishes for the liver and tears the piece off for himself.
Fucking the practical amazing. Is great. Because she's going to town, and at the same time, the tentacle's going to town in our present. It's crazy. Wow. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Wes would be dead.
Well.
Gott's stall door opens, and we see a giant flesh monster and bright light.
Yeah. And,
or whatever the fuck that was.
That's Gott.
Gott looks like. Where is he? Where's my kid? There it is. That's what he looks like.
Yep.
A bunch of mouths. Hot. We're trying to say hot.
Hot. Wes suddenly startles awake in the bathroom, covered in blood, and Gott's stall is empty. Eventually, we hear Gott's voice. It is finished. I have returned to the ether. The threat has passed.
And Wes thinks that he's a hero. And he says, no, heroes are remembered. You will be forgotten. For that is what you deserve.
And God says they both deserve to be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
They're both beings of pure destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Wes crawls along the bathroom to the door. Where he can finally get out, walks out. No, you would not, first of all.
I mean, barely.
He gets to his feet, right? Yeah. Not for long.
No.
He finds the teddy bear by the fire pit. He grabs it, holds it, and...
He dies
A moment
in the sun.
Later, yeah. Wes dies alone on the ground.
Looking at the sun.
The end.
Whoa. Like, this is not
this
what I imagined.
Crazy.
This is not what I imagined.
No. I did not see the killer thing coming.
Again,
because
I knew at first, I'm like, okay, there's a reason why he's leaving all these messages and she's not taking them. Like, that part. Mm. I was like, But
I was right. There was a death.
There was a death.
Someone did die, but we didn't know that yet.
So, okay. All right. Let's do our ratings.
Sorry. My tablet just asked, how likely are you to recommend a Windows PC to others if asked? Okay.
I mean, I guess there's, I mean, like, there's not much to, like, really go through. I mean, like, it's... This one is not, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry as opposed to, like, and also I don't know the backstory of the, like, of the god. I have not read the book, so I felt.
Me neither.
So it's like, I really can't speak too much.
Because he, a while back, he read a lot of H.P. Lovecraft just for fun. For funsies. I should ask him if he knew about that.
Out of the Aeons. But it's also, it's gross written by H.P. Lovecraft for Hazel Heald. So
he probably didn't.
No. But I mean, I love that his father is Cthulhu. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's much to talk. I mean, we could talk about the acting is great. For one man. It's like literally it's a one-hander. Yeah.
He did a great job. He can definitely carry a movie.
He can. I mean,
he did.
He did. And he's an attractive dude. I mean, I think most of us probably fucking remember him from Dead Silence. I fucking love that stupid movie. I mean, like, he's, and again, like I said, his American accent's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Do you have hiccups?
Yep.
I think probably I have to say probably the weakest link is probably the girlfriend. And it just,
she seems, I didn't look hard enough, but she seems kind of an unknown.
Yeah. And
which is fine.
It's fine. I mean, like, she just has to be there to look different from all the other girls that he ends up killing. And I mean, that's really all it is, because I was like,
oh, God damn it.
Because she is very different from the tall, willowy blonde that he's looking
at. And she has curly hair.
Yeah.
And
she's shorter. And she's kind of shorter. Yeah. And, yeah. So she definitely had like a Patty and Selma haircut. It was like a triangle on her head. I was kind of feeling the way I feel about this haircut. I think generally, like, it was beautifully made.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Ratings.
Blood and gore.
Four? I was thinking at least 3.5, 4.
Maybe, sorry.
I'm not cutting him anymore, so I
know.
I don't care.
Fucking hiccups, though. I just talked about it. People in the street. I don't know, though. Because if I recall... One of the Evil Dead movies, Blood Rain definitely requires a 5. Nah, compared to that, I'm still going to say 4.
I'm trying to think. We gave a 4 recently, and I'm trying to remember what it was for.
I've been hanging with a dad all weekend. How do you like that?
What did I say? I'm sorry that I'm not.
You're immune.
No. I said it's like, I don't speak dad joke. I mean, I guess 4. I mean, what the hell? 4. Who cares?
It's not like 4.5. 4.5.
Oh, you're going 4.5. I'm going 4. I'm not going any higher than that.
That's fine. No, I was just suggesting it. Oh, you seemed conflicted. 4.
Okay. It's our podcast. We can do what we want.
I do what I want.
I can put 6 in there if I fucking want to.
Fucking hiccups, guys.
Spooky scary.
Spooky
right?
Scary.
1. I didn't think it was very scary.
Yeah, 1.5. Yeah. It wasn't very scary. It was really gory.
Yeah.
Sex and nudity, 0.
Mm-hmm.
Fun and entertainment.
Oh, I had a blast with this, so like probably 3.5.
I'm sticking with a 4. With a 4, that was fun.
Yeah, I think if we watched it together again, it might have been funny.
Oh yeah, fun. I think.
Yeah. All right, grading Parmesan.
A-.
B+.
We're always like right there. Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
All right. So, recommendations, really quick. Do you want me to go first?
No. Okay. So another Netflix doc. I finally got to watch shit, you guys. God damn it. So I watched We Are the The Greatest Night in Pop, about the song We Are the World and how it got made. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend. It was wild.
My mom was watching it when I was over playing Rumble.
It was crazy. Like, they did this in 8 days, basically.
Yeah.
And everybody, and it was recorded in one night.
Yeah.
With over 30 pop stars. It was crazy.
Yeah. And they were able to keep the egos in check.
Because Quincy.
Yeah.
Quincy fucking Jones. One of the many.
Not just him, but Stevie, too. Stevie was able to.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and this is a, okay, I'll just mention one little quick moment that I thought was extra, like, touched my heart. So one of the many artists involved was Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Bob Dylan has a very distinct musical style.
Mm-hmm.
But they asked him to be part of this because he's a legend and, you know, he was socially conscious
and
like helping each other and social justice and all that, a big figure in that.
Yeah.
So he's going to be part of this.
Literally a folk hero. Yeah.
And the part where he's supposed to be singing, it's just supposed to be him. And he's like, it's not his style at all. He couldn't like marry the two.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was almost like a child trying to sing along. And he was just like so awkward. And he was like, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be part of this. But then Stevie fucking Wonder, because he's got
Stevie and fucking Bruce. Because Bruce too.
Bruce too. But mm-hmm. Stevie Wonder is an amazing like imitator.
Mm-hmm.
Along with him being amazing in general.
Yeah.
He's got, obviously, he has an amazing ear. So he's like, Bob, come here. We're going to hammer this out. Trust me, it's going to work. I hear it, but you need to hear it. So Stevie's sitting at the piano playing the song, that part, and they're drilling it over and over, and Stevie is singing like Bob Dylan sings.
Mm-hmm.
And like what's basically kind of telling him how he should do it. And Bob was like, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, because they were friends. Like, most of the people in here were friends for the most part.
Stevie fucking Wonder, dude.
I mean, right. It'll be a sad day when we lose him.
I know.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
My mom for the longest time has never liked Bruce Springsteen. I like him to a point. Like, there's a point where I'm like, okay, it's a lot. But my mom,
I respect the guy, but I'm not a huge personal fan. But I respect it.
But my mom, I turned a corner on him. I don't know why. There's something that turned a corner. Now she loves Bruce Springsteen. So she came and she's like, Bruce is on.
Bruce is on.
Yeah. So like that was when I learned that she turned the corner on Bruce. Yeah. Bruce was on the way. Do you know who looked great in that fucking documentary?
Diana Ross.
She did too. Fuck yeah.
Everybody did.
No, Huey Lewis looked great.
I know.
I was like, what? You look better than when you were young.
Did you watch this?
My mom had it on. I was there when she was watching.
So the part that I thought was fucking hysterical, through a long series of unfortunate circumstances, Prince did not was not a part of this. No, he didn't. Because he's a dick. But yeah, he was not part of it. He was not part of it. So they're like, fuck, you know what? Now we have this like part of a line open for somebody else to sing. Hey, Huey Lewis, why don't you do it?
He was so scared.
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
Prince's part?
Yeah.
Me? So like, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it was great.
Well, then he had to sing next to Cyndi Lauper. So right. The two of them were trying to be like, because Cyndi, I love Cyndi.
Oh, wait, but she was very Cyndi back then.
Yeah, she was very Cyndi. I mean, she can't sing. I love her. She can't sing.
Well, well, well.
Yeah, she just screams. Okay, anyhow, let's go on. Somebody's got to pee.
All right, go.
I saw The Holdovers. In all of my, you know, trying to watch Oscar
definitely
want to
watch this.
It is free if you have Peacock.
I would recommend. Paul Giamatti's fucking fantastic in it, as is the kid who plays the holdover, the one of the holdovers. It's great. It's very touching. It's PG-13, so you can I immediately finished and texted my mom. I said, you should watch this. It's good. It's like set in the 70s. It's it's very touching. That's it.
Sweet.
All right, so what's coming up next? Next is The Love Witch.
I am stoked for that.
Yeah. Let's do Tigers.
You talk because I obviously Tigers are not anymore. Afraid.
We're going to want to do that one first. And then after that, we'll do The Love Witch. Because we're trying to break it up so it's not just you hear two depressing
break
fucking.
Break it up.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So you can find us a whole bunch of different places. Like and subscribe on YouTube. You can follow us. Please follow us on Spotify because it helps with our numbers. How do we end this thing?
I don't know if I'll be able to do it. Mariah clap.
Bye.